Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Shane Mack. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Winfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Pagliarulo. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Dave McCarty. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim DeShays. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark McLemore. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting seventh. The first baseman, David Sehgi. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Mussina. And now, play ball. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Knoblauch takes first base on ball 4. Mack moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Winfield takes first base on ball 4. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Pagliarulo hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McLemore hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Baines takes first base on ball 4. Devereaux moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-1. The ball gets by Harper for a passed ball. Devereaux moves to third. Baines moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Devereaux scores. Baines scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Chris Hoyles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to second. David Sehgi is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sehgi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McCarty strikes out. 1 out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mack hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McLemore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hammonds strikes out. 1 out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson is hit by the pitch. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 0 for 1 in the game. McLemore hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCarty. McLemore reaches second base with a double. Anderson moves to third. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Devereaux is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCarty. Devereaux reaches second base with a double. Anderson scores. McLemore scores. It's 4-3, Orioles. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Knobloch reaches second base with a double. Kirby Puckett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Knobloch moves to third. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seghi scoops it up and throws to first, with Mussina covering, for the out. Knobloch scores. Puckett moves to second. 1 out. It's Twins, 4, Orioles, 4. Dave Winfield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Winfield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Winfield hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a pop-up towards first. Seghi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hoyles strikes out. 2 outs. David Seghi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seghi is 0 for 1 in the game. Seghi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 4. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Pagliarulo is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarulo hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarty is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mack hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Hammonds. Mack reaches second base with a double. There goes Mears trying to get to home. Hammonds throws the ball into Hoyles, who tags Mears, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hammonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Hammonds strikes out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pagliarulo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 4. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Harbeck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Harbeck hits a line drive into right field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Winfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Winfield hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-to-4, Twins. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pagliarulo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McLemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McLemore hits a fly ball into left field. McCarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Devereaux hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-to-5, Twins. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 6, Orioles, 6. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Deshays fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Segui is 0-for-2 in the game. Segui hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-6, Orioles. Mike Trombley now pitching. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hammonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Hammonds hits a fly ball into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 0-2. McCarty is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarty hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mack hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. McLemore catches it and throws to first to double up Mears. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Twins 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of McCarty. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There's a wild pitch. Hewlett moves to third. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Anderson strikes out. 1 out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1-1. McLemore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McLemore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. It's 9-6, Orioles. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Devereaux is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Devereaux hits a pop-up beyond second. Knobloch can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. McLemore moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trombley fields it and throws to first for the out. McLemore moves to third. Devereaux moves to second. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ripken is walked intentionally. Chris Hoyles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Froworth now pitching. Chuck Knoblauch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knoblauch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Knoblauch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins 6. The Orioles will come to bat. George Tsamy's now pitching. David Segui is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Segui is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Segui hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 0-for-3 in the game. Hammonds hits a line drive towards third. Pagliarulo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hewlett for the out. Segui moves to second. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Anderson hits a line drive into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Winfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Winfield hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Winfield reaches second base with a double. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Pagliarulo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pagliarulo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pagliarulo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Winfield moves to third. Derek Lee pinch hits for Dave McCarty. Derek Lee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Segui scoops it up and throws to first, with Froworth covering, for the out. Winfield scores. Pagliarulo moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-7, Orioles. Chip Hale pinch hits for Pat Mears. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Segui scoops it up and throws to first, with Froworth covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Derek Lee now playing left field. Chip Hale now playing second base. Chuck Knoblauch now playing shortstop. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McLemore is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. McLemore hits a fly ball into center field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Devereaux takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mack strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Knobloch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Puckett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Puckett strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.